Hey, everybody. It's a beautiful Wednesday, June the 15th. It's National Prune Day, and it's time for the Wise Guys and Girl and Matt, sponsored by Kmart. Kurt Warehouse used to be addicted to prunes. He just couldn't go without them. Let's start with Sir and the weather.
Well, not to be cliche, but looks like rain. Currently 19 degrees, working our way up to a high of only 22 today under cloudy skies, but the sun will come out later, sometime after the thunderstorm. And on National Prune Day, today's random daily shout-out goes to the Swedish knockoff furniture store, Trikea. They say that Trikea is like a bag of prunes. They both create loose stools. Disapproval from Tamich.
Could be a lot of that today. Well, on National Prune Day, we celebrate the many health benefits of these dried plums, which are incredibly rich in fiber, vitamin A, and cancer-fighting antioxidants. What's more, they're good for your vision and digestion, and prevent muscular degeneration and night blindness. You can get them in cakes and juices and salads. Be creative in incorporating prunes into your diet. They're processed from sour plums to sweet fruit using molasses and brown sugar, dried under the sun before they turn into this beautiful, wrinkly fruit that we all know today. You may know that the Benedictine monks returned from some of their crusades and brought the new varieties in from Syria. They were the first to mix holy water and prune juice to make a new drink that gives people a religious movement. It's time for Tunes with... let's get into Tunes with Tamik. Frank Zappa wrote a song about prunes, but as is the case with any of his music, I have no idea what he's talking about.
Listen. So, I don't even know what song is for today, because there's no appropriate song. So, last night, though, I was at a pretty amazing concert. It was Jonathan McReynolds, Kirk Franklin, Maverick City... Nice and outdoors at the Budweiser Arena. It was beautiful. So Kirk is one of my favorites, as you guys know. Honestly, you can listen to any Kirk song. You know what? There's a pick I think that we already have. But revisit Imagine Me if you want today. One of my absolute favorite songs of all time. Beautiful song. I'm not going to sing it because I was singing it really loud last night. Mark.
But I saw you on YouTube. I saw you on YouTube.
Probably, because I was like screaming because I was so excited. You know what? Let me tell you, the last couple concerts I've been to, afterwards, I just feel such a fullness. I know that it's something I personally need. And there's something about being outside or in an enclosed space with a lot of people singing and singing the same song. Especially when it's an uplifting song. That's just beautiful and really life-affirming. But the lyrics for Imagine Me, I'm going to just do a little bit of the first part. So imagine me loving what I see when the mirror looks at me, because I imagine me in a place of no insecurities, and I'm finally happy because I imagine me. So beautiful song, just talking about being life-affirming and self-affirming. It's just beautiful, beautiful song. My dad's actually one of his favorite songs. He made me do an entire CD of just this song. Like 13, as many, back in the days when you used CDs, I just did like 13 or replayed it 13 times. But it's one of those songs that honestly you could listen to 13 times and be okay with it. So shout out to anybody that's listening who was there last night. It was an amazing show. Beautiful to be outdoors. People of all ages, all backgrounds. Somebody said it was like a box of Skittles or Smart. I don't know. But it was just beautiful to see everyone there just happy and just positive and, you know, feel like life is starting to come back to us. So that's my pick for today. It's already in the playlist, but go ahead and listen to Kirk Franklin, Imagine Me from his album Hero, one of my favorites of all time.
Excellent. I added it to the playlist. We have a Kirk Franklin, but it's not Imagine Me. So we've got two Kirk Franklin songs on the playlist now.
Okay.
And And a big shout out to from yesterday's show, asking for more singing from Tamik, please.
See, Mark, it's Mark's fault.
Who's the leading artist on the playlist?
I don't
know. Question.
I want to see that leaderboard.
I wonder who I've put the most on it. I mean, probably Prince. I don't know, because I love Prince. Yeah. I could put Prince every day. But I love her.
You never would have guessed that.
I have a project for your summer intern.
I think I have a lot of Bob Marley, too. I have a lot of Bob Marley in there. But,
Yeah.
A bunch of great ideas here. See, I don't think there's a lot of Prince, because you keep downplaying it. You keep wanting to do Prince, but you come up with an alternative, too. And I'm loving this summer intern idea. I think something we should get on. We'll reach out to 3G Greg from the Big Beaks. I think he's looking for some part-time work this summer. Work. We say work as though it's paid, but it's an intern position. Totally, 100% not paid.
Work, you're not necessarily paid, but you got to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, let us slide into this week's venture. Not this week's. Today's Ventures with Venturo, sponsored by PJ's Pet Center. They had an emergency yesterday. One of the dogs swallowed a watch, so they kept giving him laxatives and prune juice every hour, just trying to pass the time.
Oh my gosh. Hey guys, Wednesday, it's time for Wednesday's book. I'm going back to in my 20s, and this book has nothing to do with prunes, right? The last time I tried to stay on topic with a book, you guys know what happened, so I'm totally off topic today. So going back into my 20s, right, when I decided to take up network marketing. And yeah, my brother introduced me to network marketing, and we were in the business of distributing this product called a Tunguska Blast, right?
What?
Which Tunguska Blast, right? Which is it came in a small bottle, right? And it was a nutrient.
Made of prunes, right?
No, it was made of prunes. it was a supplement, right? To enhance your give you vitamins and nutrients and all of that.
Oh,
you need turbo boost.
I feel like this is already going in the wrong direction.
No, but it's going somewhere. So, my brother discovered this book. So, if you're in MLM marketing, right, or multi-level marketing, you have to do a lot of selling. And he came across Ventura, this.
Are you
book.
Sure this business was on the up and up?
It was on the up and up. It was on the up and up. It was a network marketing business. It was on the up and up, right? The first of about three or four that we went into at that phase in our lives when we were trying to sell everything under the sun. Anyway, we discovered this book, and it leads me to today's book. It's a book by a guy called Og Mandino, and it's The Greatest Salesman in the World. Have any of you ever heard about that book? No?
I don't think it hit the bestsellers list.
Now, this guy has sold millions and millions of books, right? Now, in the book, he identifies 10 scrolls, right, that you should live by as a salesman. And this could go for anybody, because we're all into the business of sales. We have to sell our kids on the idea, right? I have to sell my kid yesterday on why I'm giving her rice and chicken for dinner, and it's a good thing. She wasn't having it, right? So check out this book. It's The Greatest Salesman in the World, and it's by Og Mandino, and it has 10 scrolls that you can use for life in general, but if you're doing anything that's related to sales, it's good to go and check out this book. That's it from Ventures with Venturo.
I'm sold.
Yeah. At a later date, I'll take this one off air. I'll tell you what the Tunguska Blast was really good for.
Oh! Well done.
Yeah. I can attest to the fact that Venturo did try to convince his daughter to eat rice and chicken, but yeah, she was like, go to the cookbook, get a recipe, and make something different.
Give her a little Tunguska Blast with it. Just want to play the deal.
Oh my god.
Okay. So we've got a great new book sale based on Venturo's days back home as an Amway salesman. We'll check for that book as a Heather's pick at the Indigo.
How much does it cost in Bitcoin?
0.0001. Hey, let's get into this week's edition of The Sizzler, where Vice Principal Botnick... Oh!
Oh, sorry!
Hey! Hold on, I gotta update my script here for a second. Hold on. Let's take two.
It's been doing this for weeks.
I know. I gotta actually edit it this time, for real. All right, welcome to this week's edition of The Sizzler, where Principal Botnick and our special guest, Matt Schulman, Quote Machine, work together to earn a gift certificate to the Zeller's restaurant. Matt, how you doing today?
My stomach's doing flips, and I get dizzy easily.
Flip-flop day was last. Just to harken back for those of you listening new today. Well, you will earn valuable Zeller's restaurant dollars based on the accuracy and creativity of your responses and how much they delight the wise guys and girl. Remember, bonus bucks are earned each time you get Ventura to laugh out loud. We've got a $4 carryover from last week, and I have three questions in my hands about prunes. Brought to you by the Van Gogh brothers. You're probably more familiar with Vincent, the artist. This company is run by his brother, Gotta Go. Question number one. Prunes are popularly eaten in desserts, cooked in main meal dishes, eaten as a snack or as a fresh fruit, and can be made into juice or an alcoholic beverage. What's your best recommendation for a prune serving? Matt Schulman.
In my family, we don't talk about Pruno.
P-R-U-N-O. Good for $5. Vice Principal Botnick.
Best recommendation for a prune serving. Easy access to a washroom.
Hey, which will cost you $2. So we're up to $11 after the first question. Question number two, in the movie Chicken with Plums, well, it was banned in some countries for what reason? Principal Botnick.
It was banned in countries that don't have movie theaters.
And there are three of those, $3. Matt Schulman.
It was banned for its insensitive portrayal of a Martha Stewart recipe.
No, you're wrong. It was banned anywhere that Ventura cooks because it's not a
chicken with plums.
Is this Martha Stewart before she was in The Big House or after she went to The Big House? All right, we get collectively $9 there. And let's get to question number three. Prunes have a high quantity of phenols that have significant antioxidant properties that are beneficial to one's health. What specific benefits have you noticed? Matt Schulman.
I mean, antioxidants yield tremendous monetary benefits to the swindlers, hoodwinkers, flim-flam merchants, and augmandinos of the world.
Stitch together the show.
You know what? Flim Flam has 8 letters, and that's worth an $8. I love a good Flam Flam artist. You know, some of the most famous Flim Flam artists are from Flin Flon, Manitoba. Little known fact. Principal Botnick. Sorry, right, one of these days.
I always love eating prunes just because it gives you the ability to make look like you're missing teeth while you're eating them. And actually, true story, my mother-in-law almost... put out my father-in-law's teeth by giving him a bag of prunes, telling him that they were pitted when they were not, and then he bit down and was a few teeth shy.
Ooh,
yeah, not good.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than shedding at both ends.
You said shedding, right?
Shedding. It's a family show. And of course you said it was an accident.
Of course.
No, there's lots of those accidents when you start dealing with prunes. You know?
Thankfully, she's not a listener, so we're good here.
Okay. So we come in at $43 on our Zeller's restaurant gift certificate this week. We can maybe go get some chicken and rice and plums.
Can you make Ventura's daughter eat them?
That's right. Good gracious. All right, we got to skedaddle, so let's get ourselves to Wednesday's word.
I don't get a title introduction.
it's acting vice principal officer, Piper extraordinaire.
Principal emeritus. Anyway, you know, I've been really very busy the last couple of weeks. Early morning starts, hardly any time for breakfast. So sort of combining all of these elements together today, I wanted to pick a word that reflects the found time that I had, because I had a very leisurely breakfast this morning. I sat down and I had a meal with prunes, a little bit of soup, coffee, tea, and cranberry juice. It was an incontinental breakfast.
Did you enjoy it?
Well done.
Hang on, I have to go for a minute.
Yeah, a minute's about as long as with a good dose of prunes. Oh, well, that is it for us, everybody. Thanks to our fans and friends and odds and ends for listening. I left some prunes out yesterday. I just plumb forgot them.
Oh,
have a great Wednesday, everyone. We are the wise guys and girl and Matt, leaving you smarter and happier than you were yesterday.